Louisiana.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
In the field, I'm blessed going out, and I'm blessed coming in. You see, he opened up a window and he poured you out a blessing, cause it's your season to be blessed. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise, and you stood the test. He's gonna open up a window, and he'll pour you out a blessing. Cause it's your season to be blessed. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. I'm only standing here because of God's precious blood. You see, he opened up a window and he poured me out a blessing. So this is my season to be blessed. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise, and you stood the test. He's gonna open up the window. Cause it's your season, it's your season, it's your season. You see, God is a good God. He done brought me from a mighty long way. See, he had to reach way down, but he picked me up, and he turned my life around. And the things that he done for me, he'll do the same for you. He'll give you that new job. He'll give you that new home. He'll change your walk. He'll change your talk. I say God is a good God. I say God is a good God. It's your season. It's your season. It's your season. It's your season. It's your season to be blessed.
Oh, if you believe that it's your season, and clap of praise, for he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. We thank him for his goodness, for his grace, for his mercy shown towards the children of men. We thank him today. Father, bless your name. We thank you, God, for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for the blessings that you've bestowed upon us. And then, God, we are here today with great expectancy, believing, God, that you're going to bless us all over again. We thank you in advance for the blessings that we shall receive. In your precious name we pray. Amen. 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 Glory and honor be to God, for truly he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we thank God today for all that he has done in our lives. We thank him because we realize that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, amen, we wouldn't even be in this place on this Sunday morning. But because he looked beyond your faults, he looked beyond my faults, he has seen our needs, we give him praise today. I want to call your attention this morning. We're not going to be long at all. We want to give you plenty of time to prepare between the services to travel with us to Lake Charles. And again, I'm begging you, amen, to go with us in great numbers. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, we're going to commence reading at verse 8, and we will discover that there is a woman in our text, amen, who realized that her season of blessing was upon her, and she didn't want to miss it, amen. 2 Kings chapter 4. And we're going to start reading at verse 8, and I'm not going to read all of this. I encourage you to read the whole story at home. Most of you will be familiar with this passage. Verse 8, and it fell on a day. Amen. Tell your neighbor, it was my day. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And then I want you to jump down, amen, to verse 16. And he said about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop right there. But we want to talk about, it's your season. Amen. To be blessed. It's your season. Thank you, ushers. Thank you so much. Amen. We are so thankful to God on this Sunday morning that we serve a God who is still in the blessing business. Every child of God, every believer, amen, ought to come each Sunday morning with great anticipation and great expectation, amen, that as surely as the Lord has blessed your neighbor, as you have heard me say so many times, that just because God has blessed your neighbor is not a time for you to be jealous. It is not a time for you to be envious, but it's a time for you to be waiting with great anticipation. Because you know that if God is blessing your neighbor, he's in your neighborhood, and you ought to believe in your heart and in your mind that your blessing is on the way. And so we have in our text today, the Bible says, a great woman. She's called a great woman, and she lives in a place called Shunem. Now, when you study the history and the geography of this place, Shunem, you discover that it was a geographically uneven place. It wasn't flat. It was uneven. Amen. And here we have this great woman of God in an uneven place who's about to get her blessing. Now, that ought to be good news for somebody here today, because if the truth would be told, there are some of us in the room right now who, in our own lives, if we had to admit it, we'd have to admit that right now where we are is an uneven place. Come on, you know what an uneven place is, don't you? An uneven place is when you've got more month than you've got money. Anybody know anything about an uneven place? An uneven place is when your relationships are not right, when your marriage is in trouble, amen, when your finances are in disarray, when your health is uneven. Everybody in here ought to be able to admit and testify that sometimes in my life along the way, I have found myself in an uneven place. But the good news of the hour is that this great woman of God is about to get a blessing from God in an uneven place. Somebody ought to be happy to know that God is still blessing folk, even though everything ain't lined up the way you want it to be lined up. Even though, amen, every I is not dotted and every T is not crossed. The good news of the hour is that I serve a God who will look beyond my faults, and he will see my needs, and he will bless me even in an uneven place. Shunem, an uneven place. And the record is that on this day, on this certain day, and you need to know, amen, that all of us have a certain day that God is going to do something certain. He's going to do something specific in our lives. The question we ought to be asking is, are we ready to receive the blessing that God has in store for us? And so we find this woman, this Shunammite woman, amen, on this certain day, Elisha passes by, and the text says that this woman, amen, she knew a blessing when she saw it. What are you talking about, Pastor? What are you talking about? Well, those of you who study the Bible, you understand, amen, that whenever a prophet shows up, a prophet is a symbol of a blessing. See, some of you will miss it because you've been listening to all of the barbershop gossip and the beauty shop gossip about your pastor, about the preachers of Detroit and the preachers of LA, and you've gotten it twisted. But you need to realize today that whenever a prophet shows up on the scene in the Bible, that is an opportunity for a blessing. How do I know it? I know it because the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. I know it because the Bible says, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. And my brothers and sisters, you do yourself a disservice when you do not see the prophet, the man of God, the woman of God, amen, as an opportunity for you to get a blessing. But this Shunammite woman, amen, I don't know where she went to school. I don't know what degree she had behind her name. I do know this. She knew the man of God when she saw him. She was able, in an uneven place, to identify God in God's man. Now, that tells me a whole lot about the character of this woman, but that also says a whole lot about the character of the prophet. Because let me tell you something, amen, if you live like Christ, if you walk like Christ, somebody ought to be able to see God in you. When I was growing up in my parents' house, we had a Zenith. My daddy liked Zenith televisions. I'm talking about one of those big floor models, you know. It wasn't like these flat screens and stuff we have now. You just move them around, you know, move it from one spot to another. No, that Zenith, wherever it was, is where it was going to stay. It was going to stay there even if it quit. You put another TV on top of it. Some of y'all remember that. One thing I know about any television, I don't care if it's a flat screen, I don't care if it's a floor model, the value of the television has a whole lot to do with what you hear. But that's not really where the value is. You got to be able to hear something, but the real value of any television is also in the picture you get. Thank God you can hear something, amen. But the real value of the television is tied up in the picture you get. What are you saying? What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that this woman saw something in Elisha that sounded an alarm in her heart and in her spirit to let her know that this is God's man. Now, I want to ask us a question today, my brothers and sisters, even as we're talking about holiness in Bible study. How many times can people look at us and the way we walk and the way we talk and be able to say we're God's man or we're God's woman? I'm trying to tell you that the sound you make ain't enough. Is there anybody here who knows that, you know a lot of folk who make a good sound, but the picture ain't clear? Oh, y'all don't want to help me. Y'all don't want to help me. Let me get these children to help me. Children, I want y'all to help me. Amen. Y'all help Pastor preach this sermon. Stand up, children, stand up. How many of y'all have ever played Simon Says? Y'all know, okay, we're going to play Jesus Says, all right? Jesus Says. All right, here we go. Jesus says, hands up. Jesus says, hands down. Jesus says, hands up. Jesus says, hands down. Down. Jesus says, hands up.
Oh, my God.
Up.
Amen.
Jesus says, hands down.
Oh,
down.
My
down. Y'all sit down. Y'all sit down. Somebody sees the picture. You notice there was a little confusion. Because when I was saying hands up, I mean hands up, my hands were down. And when I was saying hands down, my hands were up. And so some of the children, amen, were confused. They didn't know what to do. Amen. You sang hands up, but your hands are down. You're saying hands down and your hands are up. Somebody hears the message I'm trying to tell you today. This woman saw something in the man of God that let her know that he was a man of God. And I want to know, how many times is it that people can look at us and our lives and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we belong to the Master? Is there anybody here who knows that you've got to try to walk right and you've got to try to talk right and you've got to try to live and let others see Jesus in you? She says in verse 9, she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God which passeth by us continually. He's always passing by. Now remember, I told you that in biblical writing, in theology, you understand that wherever a prophet is or wherever a prophet shows up, that's an opportunity for a blessing. And this woman says, our blessing is always passing by. Our blessing is always passing by. And every time he passes by, he blesses us. But in a real sense, she tells her husband, I'm tired of temporary blessings. In a real sense, she says to her husband, I'm tired of just being blessed some of the time. She said, we need to add a room onto our house so the prophet can stay here all of the time. Is there anybody here today who's tired of visitation blessings? You don't want any more visitation blessings? Tell your neighbor, I want a habitation blessing. I want the kind of blessing that goes with me everywhere I go. I want the kind of blessing that when I wake up in the morning, I'm blessed. When I get to my job, I can't help it, I'm blessed. When I come home in the evening, you gotta excuse me. You gotta excuse my praise. You gotta excuse my hallelujahs. You gotta excuse my thank, because everywhere I go, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Tell your neighbor, I want a permanent blessing. It's my season. I don't want a passing by blessing. I want a blessing in my house. I want a blessing on my job. I want a blessing, amen, in my car while I'm riding down the dangerous highways. I want a blessing when I'm on the airplane because I don't know what the pilot is going through. But I want to know that because I'm a blessed man of God, I'm going to land on the other side. Come on and thank God today. She told her husband, She said, we need to, amen, make this a permanent thing. We need to add a room onto our house for the prophet who is a blessing. In a real sense, y'all, what she was saying is this. She was saying that, amen, if we're going to get this blessing, the way things are right now, the way space is right now, we don't have enough room to receive the blessing that God has for us. I come by to tell somebody today that if you're going to receive every blessing that God has for you, you need to make more room for your blessing. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking, some of y'all need to come to Bible study. You want the blessing, but you don't want to do what God is blessing. Some of you need to show up at prayer meeting and Sunday school. Some of you need to have a better prayer life. Some of you need to quit coming here on Sundays and letting the praise team do all the praising. Letting the deacons do all the praying. Letting the preachers do all the preaching. You need to make more room for your blessing. You need to come in here on Sunday and open up your mouth, because somebody said when praises go up, blessings will come. You need to come in here and stop being a spectator and be a participator. You need to come in here and let somebody know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be, but I come by to give him praise because he picked me up and he turned me around and he placed my feet on solid ground. Do you know he's worthy to be praised? Got to make room for my blessing. And y'all, if you look at it, you'll see, amen, that in order to make room for the prophet, in order to make room for their blessing, the Bible says they had to tear a wall down. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody today. It's your season to be blessed. But there's some walls up that won't allow God to bless you. There's some friends in your life that you need to kick to the curb because they're a wall that's hindering you from getting your blessing. Do I have a witness today? There's some walls of jealousy that need to come down in order for you to get your blessing. There's some walls of envy that need to come down in order for you to get your, some of you gossip too much. Every time you open your mouth, you're talking about somebody else, what somebody else is doing and what somebody else ain't doing. And you're wondering why your own children aren't being blessed. You're wondering why your own grandchildren aren't being blessed. You need to tear down the wall of gossip and tear down the wall of deceit. Some of you are just fake and phony. Y'all better know everybody smiling in your face ain't your friend. Do I have a witness today? Everybody, amen, inquiring about your marriage ain't got your marriage at the heart of their interest. Everybody, amen, checking out your work at your job ain't interested in seeing you get a promotion. Some of them are hanging around your desk because they want to find something they can report to your boss, amen, and end up in your job. I'm here to tell you that there's some walls that need to come down. There are some walls that need to come down. And so the Bible says that this woman, she blessed the man of God. And because she was so good to the prophet sent his servant back and said, find out what need does she have. Amen. And this was a great woman. She was a blessed woman. Amen. But she didn't have one thing. She did not have a child. And at this time in biblical antiquity, if a woman did not have a child, it was almost a sign of a curse on her life. And so she wanted a child, and because she blessed the man of God, the man of God said, by this time next year, you're gonna hold the little baby in your arms. And the Bible says that after the season had passed, that the woman bore a child, she bore a son, and she was so happy. The Bible says that one day the little boy, I guess he was about 10 years old, was out in the field with his father.
And the Bible says that he got a pain in his head. And the boy died. And the Bible says that this woman, when she found out that her child had died, she sent for the prophet. On her way to the prophet, she ran into some other folk. You know, the prophet had an entourage. He had security. He had a secretary. He had folk around him, amen, that made it kind of difficult to get to him all of the time. And so she went to the secretary. The secretary said, "How's everything going?" She said, "All is well." She didn't say nothing about her problem. She didn't say nothing about her son being dead, because she realized that the secretary didn't have the authority to do what she needed to be done. See, that ought to tell you that you don't need to let everybody know your business. Facebook is not the best place to put all of your problems, and there you are cussing folk out and all of that, amen, on Facebook. You need to get to the one who's got the authority and who's got the private power to help solve your problem. Does anybody know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Jesus. Baby, if you bring it to the Lord, I wonder if I got a witness here today. Is there anybody who knows that the Lord will work it out? He will help you. He will strengthen you. He will heal you. He will make a way for you. He will open doors for you. Ain't he all right? Give him praise today. Tell God, thank you. It's my season. It's my season. It's my season. It's my season for my blessing. The Bible says that the prophet went back to the house. The woman laid the boy on the prophet's bed. And the Bible says that the prophet stretched himself out over the boy, and he prayed for the boy. And the record is the boy came back to life. I come by to tell you that it is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. I tell you, he'll do it for you. Do you believe it today? If he healed your neighbor of cancer, I've come by to tell you he can heal you. If he helped your neighbor in their financial dilemma, I come by to tell you he can do it for you. Won't God pick you up? Won't he turn you around? Won't he place your feet on solid ground? Then you ought to tell him thank you. If you know him, you ought to tell him thank you. Do you know him? Do you know him? He was Ezekiel's will in the middle of the will. Do you know him today? He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. He is bread in a starving land. He'll be water when you're thirsty. He'll be your hope for tomorrow. He'll be your joy in the time of sorrow. You ought to tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Now open up your mouth and declare today, it's my season. It's my season. It's my season. For a blessing, for a blessing. Come on and bless God today. Bless him today. As we stand all over this place, as we stand.
We at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church hope that Reverend Garner's message blessed and revived your spirit. Thank you for listening, and be sure and join us in Leesville for our regularly scheduled Sunday and midweek services. If you'd like a copy of this message, phone us at 337-238-1779. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, the place where God blesses his people.
KKKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Attention to the book of Luke, the fourth chapter. I'll begin reading at the third verse. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Amen.